We get the big room this morning. Wow. Hondo and I are usually over by the men and women's restroom out in the hallway on Sundays talking. So welcome. I hope you've enjoyed this as nearly as much as the rest of us have. And the beauty of this conference compared to all the others is you get to come as you are, take what you need, take it back home with you, and use it as you need to. There's been some wonderful talks, and there have been some informative talks, and the party and the those of us that are members of the Valley Athletic Trainers little dolphin watch ride last night was a lot of fun. And this group of people that were just introduced to you are not only worked their tails off to make this happen, but also just wonderful people. And you know, the one good thing about our profession is that, you know, we work really, really hard. We've all have, and also, but yet, we like to have a good time as much as anybody else. And it's like a brotherhood and sisterhood, our profession is. We all know each other, even though in the heat of the battle we want to win, but in time of need of our colleague across the field from us or across on the court with us or whatever needs our help, we'll give unconditionally. And that's the uniqueness of being an athletic trainer. And being in Texas is even more unique. We continue to raise the bar and all that we do to make it, one, easier for you to do what you do best so that you don't have someone looking over your shoulder that doesn't know shit about athletic training. And there's a lot of people out there think they know everything about athletic training. I've dealt with them, you've dealt with them, and in the end, it's always an aha moment when they find out that what you told them was spot on and confirmed by a physician. As we go into another year and ending a school year, there's a lot of things that are coming up for the next fall campaign. TSATA and UT Southwestern Medical School went to the UIL and wanted to collect data because they were getting hammered by the media because they had no idea how many concussions were in the state of Texas. And we went to Dr. Brightup and Dr. Harrison, made our proposals, done, and so we've come up with them kicking and screaming and limiting the number of people because they feel like that we're, the Coaches Association in particular, both men and women, feel like we're trying to stop athletics in the state of Texas. You know, and I know, we're not trying to kill our own job. We're just trying to make it safer and better for our student athletes, both male and female. So we formed a collaboration. It's called CONTACTS. It consists of the TSATA, UT Southwestern, the UIL, and Medical Innovative Labs. And Medical Innovative Labs is a group out of Austin that I brought into the deal because I wanted to make it as easy as it could be for you as athletic trainers, should you choose to be part of this data collection that we're going to start this fall, hopefully by August. We're going to run a test project on the app. It's going to be done early next month. I'll get 10 to 15 of my best friends to put fictitious names in there, send the app, send the information to UT Southwestern. They decipher the data and everything. But I made this app, and I had them make this app as user-friendly as it could be. And also to give you that participate in that feedback on your athletes that have concussions. And this is done, this data collection is going to be done on once they've returned to play. And we're going to see that, you know, it's a kind of a background. It goes back to the concussion law in 2011, 2015. We started the talks in October in Dallas, and then we went to Austin, and then back to Dallas and stuff, and to where we are today. Also, our objective is to make all the sports safer through better concussion tracking. And you ask, well, how is that done? Well, right now, what tracking is being done mainly by the NFL and other professional sports teams and stuff like that, they're given a better idea about where the concussions happen. Where we thought it was, a lot of it was head-on-head contact or whatever, but actually the field of play has become one of the leading culprits in causing concussions in professional sports. So, also, the app is just a reporting system. Is that once you have a student athlete that receives a concussion or is diagnosed with a concussion, and you've gone through your return to play protocols and stuff, and they've returned to practice and play, then the app comes into play if you want to volunteer your time to do this. And we need volunteers, trust me. So you touch this and you come up with this. And these are the questions that are pretty straightforward, and they take as little time, much time as that. You notice that the name of the athlete is on this. We did this for you, but yet when the information received by UT Southwestern, the name of the student athlete is not there. This is only for your. It goes into what they call a box, and for you that say you're at Edinburgh High School and you want to volunteer and be part of this data collection, that it later on down the line, these are some more of the questions, and I have taken this, and the most time it has taken on one has been 8 minutes. So it's not very time consuming. And then your past history of your student athletes, and this is yours. All this are all your athletes that when you get on the app and you want to see when the last date that one of your athletes had diagnosed with a concussion. Well, this goes through each person that you send in data on that you have a reference to, but they don't. They know that it came from Edinburgh High School, but they don't know who the student athlete is. They only know the sex and the height and the weight and the incident of injury. And it gives you a graph drawing of incidents of injury for you at your high school as you go along and doing it. We're hopefully that we can also get some physician hospital clinics to participate in this that see much larger number of student athletes than with incidents of concussion. This is going to be done only licensed athletic trainers and physicians can enter this information and will only be able to receive the app. It cannot be used by coaches, nurses, whatever. And so those people that work in outreach programs across the state can represent like 2 or 3 schools and stuff. And so this is the beginning. And so we're going to start this up hopefully by August the 1st, before volleyball and football start. And this will include cheerleaders and band members should you see them too. So How do you get the app? Well, you send me an email and say you would like to participate. And then I will send your information to Tom Stevenson, who works with MIL, and he's the one that's developed this app, and we've worked together hand in hand in doing this. And it's also, should the UIL mandate that you send in information on student athletes that you have to put into the hospital, that part of information that would be sent, that you would send to the UIL, we can add to this app further down the line once they decide whether they're going to do it or not. They're talking about it, but yet they do a lot of talking. First, they were going to mandate every one of you to do this. Then they didn't want to be part of it. Then they wanted to mandate everyone be in charge of it. We said not only no, but hell no. Then they wanted to be we're just going to do volunteers, okay? But you said you wanted to mandate it. What do you want to do? Well, what they did, they took a draft that UT Southwestern gave to everyone, and it was just a draft. It wasn't what they wanted to do, because the draft said it was a volunteer program, which we first started out to be. And in our last meeting with the UIL, Dr. Harrison said he's going to mandate it, and he makes a presentation to the Legislative Council as a volunteer. So we're starting off as a volunteer. So we're going to need lots of volunteers. And no, this is all HIPAA compliant and every other compliant to every other chance of sending information in for data collection. It's going to be unique because we're opening it up to the entire state, and there's never been anything done on this magnitude concerning concussions in the United States. So once again, we're first in line in doing this, and you know, Dr. Bacher, who's the head of UT Southwestern Traumatic Brain Institute and Healing Center, is also co-chair of the NFL Head, Neck, and Spine Committee. He's also a former baseball player at Texas, so he and I have known each other for 40-something years. So it's in our best interest. He would never do anything to hurt our profession or what we're doing. We've made stop gaps to make sure that it's informative for you, but yet informative for them. It keeps a tracking record for you that you can go online, go onto the app, and see where your athletes are and the number of concussions that you have throughout the year. We need volunteers. How do you volunteer? You go to our website, see my email address, trainerx@earthlink.net, TRAINERX at earthlink.net. Send me an email that you'd like to participate, with your license number, and then I send it to Medical Innovative Labs, to Tom Stevenson, and then we go from there. So that's the newest thing that we're working on. Now, and here's all athlete information will be de-identified and fully protected by HIPAA and any other was FERPA and any other laws that we have to follow in doing this. And that's Tom's information. And, you know, our involvement, I think we've made a commitment and in doing things that are in the best interest of our student athletes. Participating in this program, it's fully on a volunteer basis, but I would love to see between 100 and 200 licensed trainers throughout the state to start off in this program, to get into the app, and so that we can start collecting information. And word of mouth would be how easy it is, and everything will spread, hopefully. The other thing, the newest thing on the market today is the Dallas Morning News, and this past week, through legal ways, is gathering all the school districts within 50 miles of the Dallas Morning News, their information on their concussion oversight team, the return to play protocols, whatever information it is, to make sure all these school districts are compliant with the law. 3 years ago, I spoke before you. You could go to TexasConcussionLaw.com on there. Bucky Taylor set this. We set this website up with UT Southwestern, so that those of you that had questions of whether you're in compliance with the law, that you could send your information to Bucky, and Bucky would give you feedback on exactly how to do that. You can still do that today, because I can tell you that once they start doing things in Dallas like this, it'll spread to Houston and San Antonio, and as you know, we'll work in the Valley and El Paso and up into the Panhandle. So there's some newspaper that wants to get involved in this, just like the Dallas Morning News. So when you get back to your school and you have a few minutes and stuff, go back over what you set up in 2011, 2012 concerning your concussion oversight team and your return to play protocol. So make sure they're up to date. You can go to the CDC website and stuff, especially on return to play protocols and stuff like that, to update your information and stuff, just in case somebody in the Valley or somebody in Houston or San Antonio does the same thing that they're doing in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they're in a panic mode there. Trust me. Dennis and Bucky and myself have been called by numerous school districts and athletic trainers. You know, look at this, see what you think, and stuff like that. And we've had to tell some of them, you need to change. Is this, you know, one thing you can't have as your oversight team, a physician, I can tell you right now, as a chiropractor. If you have that, you need to find somebody locally to be on your concussion oversight team. I know some school districts have that, and throughout the years, people have asked me about it, and I tell them you need to get it changed, and they end up changing it. But if you have one, I just want to say that you need to change that back into what we're doing legislatively and stuff. We're looking at a couple of things. One of the things is we're still working on TEA recognition and get the athletic trainer spread out in different areas in the name to be added in areas that we work in. Also that one of the things that and it was brought up to me on Thursday during our sports medicine class, that somebody asked me, what are we doing to protect the athletic trainer about club sports? Well, there's not much we can do about that unless it's hopefully that we're considering legislation, and I talked to Representative Price, Chief of Staff, on Monday, that we had lunch together, that to look into the feasibility of demanding or mandating, if we could mandate club sports that have their games either on county-owned land or city-owned land or in a school district gymnasium or baseball field or soccer field or wherever they're hosting these fields, that if it is state-funded, that they need to provide a licensed athletic trainer to be there on site to look at your athletes, because there's not much else we can do. And hopefully that they're doing some research on it and stuff, and hopefully by August or September we'll have a better idea of whether we're going to try to get this passed in the 2017 legislative session. you know, it's hard to not know on Monday what you're going to see, what happened over the weekend that was out of your control, that you weren't part of, and whatever. So this is probably about the best that we can do. And once we find out, you know, some of these club teams are now using athletic trainers. The more elite teams are using athletic trainers that they use on out of outreach programs in the larger cities and stuff like that. So we're just trying to make it uniform all over the state of Texas, that if anything's done on state land, state-funded land, and no matter whether it's with the county or the city or with the school district, that there'll be a licensed athletic trainer on hand for that. And it will provide jobs and money for somebody that wants to work over a weekend. So as far as TSATA, this is what we do. Make sure you look at your COT and your concussion oversight team and all your return to play things and stuff, and just go and make sure you're up to law. Go, if you're in doubt, go to texasconcussionlaw.com. And you will be able to that website, and Bucky will answer your questions and stuff. All right, any questions for me? Yes, sir. We're hoping to get as many people, any licensed athletic trainer, to be part of this. And if a middle school person wants to be part of it, they can be part of it. So it's not limited to, you know, it's not limited to high school. So if that's your question, my hearing's not what it used to be, and my sight is damn sure not what it used to be, because I had to go get it to work this little Dumaflotchi. That's what they used to call it when I grew up. What, you got that Dumaflotchi with you? Yeah, here it is right here. Thank you, and have a good time and a safe trip home.